Today I want to use the podcast for a different purpose, and it's an important purpose. Not as important as studying the Bible, but it has to do with studying the Bible. I want to talk to you about our walk through the Bible Old Testament event that's coming up on March 2nd at 9 a.m., goes to 12 noon. There'll be a couple of breaks in between. Those kind of depend on how quickly we can get people back into the sanctuary, but we hope there'll be about 15 minutes each, giving everybody plenty of time to talk and maybe get some refreshments and whatever else. So if you have not already, please sign up at www.gbfp.org. That's Grace Bible Fellowship Petersburg.org. GBFP.org. Almost missed it up. And I'll walk you through it if you have some trouble with it, or Ken would be glad to also. I mean, not during the day so much, but in the evening. I can do it about any time. You just give me a call and leave me a message if I don't answer, and I'll walk you through it. It's really quite simple. Long time ago, should I say, once upon a time, back in the 1900s, late 1900s, when there was no internet, no large video screens, you get the picture. We had a walk through the Bible at the first church that I ever pastored in Mississippi. Macon, Mississippi, huge metropolis there. And the fellow who came to present stayed at our house. Brendan and I were the only ones around at that time. And he was a student at Dallas Theological Seminary. It was kind of funny to me because I had just come from Dallas and the Criswell College, which is almost, a rival of some sort to Dallas Theological Seminary. But he and I got on great. We talked into the night. I'm surprised he was able to present because we were up till 3 o'clock talking about the things of the Lord. And anyhow, he did a wonderful job, and I still would be glad to talk to him if I could find him. I don't know where he is. We lost touch after that. But we had people from every church, I believe, in the area, which would include Presbyterians, other Baptists, Independent Methodists, Methodists, Mennonite, Full Gospel folks. I don't know what all. It was a really good time. And we filled up the sanctuary, and we had a blast. And that's what you're going to have as well if you attend this event. And I want to encourage you to come, because it's going to be, I don't know if I want to say life-changing, but it sure could be. It is certainly going to be life-changing in the sense that you'll have a better handle on the Old Testament chronology and the events than you have ever had. And I don't care where you are in your walk with the Lord, but I believe that's going to be true of everyone. Now, we had this a long time ago, and the speaker, the one I was talking about a minute ago, did a lot of walking around the room, and he actually transformed our sanctuary into a very large map of biblical times. He didn't literally transform it into a Bible land, but in our minds, that's what took place. He used mnemonic devices, hand gestures, and repetition to cement in our minds what we were supposed to retain about the Old Testament. It's not a deep dive into each and every little part of the Old Testament, but it is an overview that really helps, and it becomes like a skeleton on which you can put muscles and sinews and tendons and skin, later on, just like an outline as you're writing a paper or a book or something like that. This becomes a wonderful tool and makes it possible for you to know where this happened and when this happened. So that is, a part of what's going to happen. I'm not going to tell it all to you, but I can still remember from clear back then one particular movement and the event that is associated with it all these years later. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if you don't encounter exactly what I'm talking about. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but when you attend our Walk Through the Bible Old Testament on March 2nd, 2024 at 9 a.m., I don't want to tell you too much because it's really not something that I could do in the first place, but it is something that I'm going to refrain from doing because you'll miss out on some of the fun, I think. And it's going to be the most fun you'll ever have learning the Old Testament. What is needed is for you to register yourself, if you haven't, and whoever else from your immediate household who's going to be coming. Now, when we committed to have this event in the first place, we decided it shouldn't overburden anyone. So the normal cost is $20 per person. But that includes a workbook and the event. And you can see right away that if anybody has a large family, that could get expensive and keep some from being registered. We didn't want that. We want everyone to be able to attend this event. We wanted it to be accessible for everyone who wants to attend. We're even needing some of the cost ourselves anyhow. So we are trying to make it accessible to everyone. But we do need you to register. Now, I've already been praying that you'll come and be pleasantly surprised, I hope more than pleasantly, with every aspect of this Walk Through the Bible Old Testament at Grace Bible Fellowship. I've also been praying that you're going to gain more information, and therefore that will create more love of the Old Testament and God's Word. That's the goal. I've already prayed with our Walk Through the Bible presenter that God will use him and the event and you in a mighty way. The Walk Through the Bible event is geared toward those who are school age, third grade and older. Can you imagine after attending the Walk Through the Bible, walking around the house, doing the motions you learned with your children or with your friends or with your family members, as older family members even? What a great bond that could forge. And among all the others who attend, you will have a great bond as well. This is just that wonderful occasion and event and an opportunity. This will, so to speak, put us all on the same page also. And from there, you could go on together, which is very rare. Sign up today if you haven't. We need to have a count so that we can not only accommodate everybody, but so that we can be sure to have enough workbooks, which is something that's necessary for each attender, old and young. We have flyers that can be posted in restaurants, businesses, other churches, or any place they'll allow it. I would suggest that you ask first. I can email or text a flyer just like it, which, by the way, is a whole lot more informative than the first ones I was passing around, but you could email that or text it and put it on a social media also. However you want to use it, it's there for you. I've got that, and I'd be glad to share it with you. Well, thank you for listening, and I look forward to seeing you and a great many others at Walk Through the Bible Old Testament at our building. And I want to emphasize something at 9 a.m. sharp. Our presenter has asked that we get people in there and seated at 9 a.m. sharp. I can't emphasize how important it is for you to be there on time. Make plans to do so. Otherwise, you might miss some important pieces of the presentation, and it's disruptive when people are walking in after the presentation has already started. So try your very best to be there at 9 o'clock. As I'm encouraging you, please encourage others. If you want them to post something or pass out a flyer or pray with you or whatever it is, encourage other people as I am trying to encourage you. Don't hesitate to get a hold of me for anything about this event or about posting anything or whatever. I'm glad to do it. Well, we'll see you there. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pray for our Walk Through the Bible Old Testament event. We pray for our presenter. We pray for all the people who will come and attend and be enriched by this event. We pray that there would be many people from outside our church and within our church who will come, who will make the effort to be there. Pray that you'll supply all their needs to make that happen. We pray that you would also use this to enlarge the kingdom, to help us to be better servants of yours, to be more knowledgeable about the Bible, and of course, more knowledgeable about you. We pray this in Jesus' most precious name. Amen.